explains that he is a Shishu, a child, and Ganga Devi is Ganga Mata, mother, and he begs the mother for motherly affection and requests her to do with him what she thinks is proper. Anata snehatram vigalita gati punya gati dam patan vishvodatrim kada vigalita sita pishajam sudha sindhum trishna kulita hudayu matamayam shishu samprataswam ahamiha vidakya samuchitam. This child who has no protector has come to you, O mother, who has extreme love. Ganga Mata has extreme love. This child who failed to enter the heavenly regions has come to you, O mother, who grants a virtuous destination. This child who fell down has come to you, O mother, who lifts up the whole universe. Mom, he says, I have fallen down, and like a child who has fallen down, now I cry, mother, mother, and you are the mother who lifts up the whole universe. Now she flows in Swargaloka and Bhuloka, and also down in Patala Loka, everywhere, and she uplifts everyone, so she can uplift one Jagannath. This child who is weakened by disease has come to you, O mother, who is an expert healer. No? He says, I have a disease, very heavy disease, it's Kamaro, it's the disease of desire. And I have come to you, O mother. I have come to you, O mother, who is an expert healer. Mother has the right medicine for everything. This child, whose mind became unsteady out of thirst, has come to you, O mother, who is an ocean of nectar. I'm so thirsty. I always crave or desire for something. Now you have come. I have come to you, mother, and you have oceans, not just the little oceans of nectar. Then all my thirst for this world stops. Oh, mother, since this child has come to you, please do the needful. So what is the needful? Needful is, I need your extreme love, Mother Ganga. I have fallen down from my position. Now I need that you give me a good destination. I'm lying on the ground, O Mother. Now my need is, lift me up. I am weakened by disease, O Mother. Now my mother, please heal these terrible wounds which are so painful. And I am so thirsty for these worldly things, O mother. Now stop the thirst by giving me the nectar. What nectar is Mother Ganga giving? She is giving the Charanamrita, the Amrita of the lotus feet of Vishnu, because it is from there that she originates. So it's Charanamrita, which we get. So next verse, that the poet will explain that because of Mother Ganga's influence, Yamaraj and his servant have no influence any longer of no one. Vidhino vaivasva tanagana kulatau kathaduta duram vachita piparetan mrigayitam vimananam brato vidalayati viti divishadam
Tathati karyani yadavadi mahi mandalamaga. Translation. O Ganga Devi, since that time that the narration of your glories has reached the earth, the cries in the city of Yamaraj, the lord of death, have indeed ceased. Yamaraj has a town, Samyamani Puri is that town, and there all of us is crying. Souls are tortured there, and there's deep crying. So the crying has stopped there since you have come to the earth. No one goes to Yamaraj anymore. Even his messengers have gone far away to haunt the sinful departed souls. Far away. And since that time, the celestial cars who bring to heaven the departed virtuous souls tear into parts the roadways of the heavenly citizens. What it means is, no one goes any longer to Yamaraj, but the Vimanas or the Vimanas to Yamaraj are empty, but the Vimanas to heavenly planets are so full that the streets are overly crowded and damaged because there's so many. So it means due to the Ganga's influence, so many souls are saved that the result is heavy traffic between heaven and earth. And the heavenly roads break apart. This is all the glories of Mother Ganga. I will end by telling one little katha I have heard. It is a very nice katha. You please listen attentively, Hare Krishna. Once there was one minister, Kalapaha, who was going early in the morning to the king to do his royal duties. Now on the road, there was one bull lying. And Kalapaha thought, get out of the way. And he took his shoe and he kicked the bull. When the bull was kicked, he looked at the sinful minister. He got up on his front leg and the back leg, and he snorted. He took his horns, he ran, and he pierced him in the chest, and the horn went right into the heart, and Kalapa died on the spot. Finished. At that time, the Yamadutas were approaching. He was very, very sinful. But simultaneously, at the same time, one Brahmana passed who had a baldi, a bucket full of Ganga water. He was bringing the Ganga water to his home to do some puja. And he took his hand and just splashed three times Ganga jal on the body of the dead minister. At the moment the Ganga jal touched this sinful body, the Yamadutas could not do anything any longer. So the Brahmana, after splashing him three times with water, went into another gully, another road, and all of a sudden he saw the road was filled with Yamadutas. They had wounds here, and blood was coming. And he asked the minister, the Brahmana asked, what happened to you? And the Yamaduta said, he came to take the sinful person Kalapaha away, but there were the Vishnu Dutas. They had their swords and their clubs, and they said, don't take him.
Fighting
him. Yes, fighting. Don't take him. He goes to Vishnuloka. And we said, no. He has done only Papa. He will go to Yamaraj. But they said, no, he has gotten the water of Ganga on his body. That Ganga is so powerful, and now they have punished us and we are running away. So, my dear devotees, Ganga is very wonderful. I was talking to Viprakrit and Krishna Murari when we were in her waters. It was very cold. Even our Bhaji Vishal, our Himalaya boy, was trembling from cold. But we stayed and we said, yes, it is cold, but it is so warm for the heart. It is because we are with the mother. Let us stay some more. We cannot explain, but we can only feel the effect. So this is our little glorification of Mother Ganga. Now I will pass the microphone to our Acharya Ji.